Welcome to the Buddha's Wisdom Podcast. This episode is a narration of the 46th Sutta of the Middle Discourses of the Buddha, the Mahadhammasamadana Sutta. This translates as the Great Discourse on Taking Up of Practices. In this sutta, the Buddha explains that, whilst we all want to be happy, we often find the opposite happens. The Buddha explains why. This translation of the Mahadhammasamadana Sutta is by Bhikkhu Sajjato and was sourced from Sutta Central. May you all benefit from hearing the original teachings of the Buddha. The Mahadhammasamadana Sutta, the Great Discourse on Taking Up Practices. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was staying near Savatthi in Jetus Grove, Anathapindika's monastery. There the Buddha addressed the mendicants. Mendicants!
Venerable sir, they replied.
The Buddha said this. Mendicants, sentient beings typically have the wish, desire and hope, oh, if only unlikable, undesirable and disagreeable things would decrease, and likable, desirable and agreeable things would increase. But exactly the opposite happens to them. What do you take to be the reason for this?
Our teachings are rooted in the Buddha. He is our guide and our refuge.
Sir, may the Buddha himself please clarify the meaning of this. The mendicants will listen and remember it.
Well then, mendicants, listen and apply your mind well. I will speak.
Yes, sir, they replied.
The Buddha said this.
Take an unlearned, ordinary person who has not seen the Noble Ones and is neither skilled nor trained in the teaching of the Noble Ones. They have not seen true persons, and are neither skilled nor trained in the teaching of the true persons. They don't know what practices they should cultivate and foster, and what practices they shouldn't cultivate and foster. So they cultivate and foster practices they shouldn't, and don't cultivate and foster practices they should. When they do so, unlikable, undesirable, and disagreeable things increase, and likable, desirable, and agreeable things decrease. Why is that? Because that's what it's like for someone who doesn't know. But a learned, noble disciple has seen the Noble Ones and is skilled and trained in the teachings of the Noble Ones. They've seen true persons and are skilled and trained in the teaching of the true persons. They know what practices they should cultivate and foster, and what practices they shouldn't cultivate and foster. So they cultivate and foster practices they should, and don't cultivate and foster practices they shouldn't. When they do so, unlikable, undesirable, and disagreeable things decrease, and likable, desirable, and agreeable things increase. Why is that? Because that's what it's like for someone who knows. Mendicants, there are these four ways of taking up practices.
What for?
There is a way of taking up practices that is painful now and results in future pain. There is a way of taking up practices that is pleasant now but results in future pain. There is a way of taking up practices that is painful now but results in future pleasure. And there is a way of taking up practices that is pleasant now and results in future pleasure. When it comes to the way of taking up practices that is painful now and results in future pain, an ignoramus, without knowing this, doesn't truly understand this is the way of taking up practices that is painful now and results in future pain. So instead of avoiding that practice, they cultivate it. When they do so, unlikable, undesirable, and disagreeable things increase, and likable, desirable, and agreeable things decrease. Why is that? Because that's what it's like for someone who doesn't know. When it comes to the way of taking up practices that is pleasant now and results in future pain, an ignoramus cultivates it, and disagreeable things increase.
When it comes to the way of taking up practices that is painful now and results in future pleasure, an ignoramus doesn't cultivate it, and disagreeable things increase. When it comes to the way of taking up practices that is pleasant now and results in future pleasure, an ignoramus doesn't cultivate it, and disagreeable things increase. Why is that? Because that's what it's like for someone who doesn't know. When it comes to the way of taking up practices that is painful now and results in future pain, a wise person knowing this truly understands this is the way of taking up practices that is painful now and results in future pain. So instead of cultivating that practice, they avoid it. When they do so, unlikable, undesirable, and disagreeable things decrease, and likable, desirable, and agreeable things increase. Why is that? Because that's what it's like for someone who knows. When it comes to the way of taking up practices that is pleasant now and results in future pain, a wise person doesn't cultivate it, and agreeable things increase. When it comes to the way of taking up practices that is painful now and results in future pleasure, a wise person cultivates it, and agreeable things increase. When it comes to the way of taking up practices that is pleasant now and results in future pleasure, a wise person knowing this truly understands this is the way of taking up practices that is pleasant now and results in future pleasure. So instead of avoiding that practice, they cultivate it. When they do so, unlikable, undesirable, and disagreeable things decrease, and likable, desirable, and agreeable things increase. Why is that? Because that's what it's like for someone who knows. And what is the way of taking up practices that is painful now and results in future pain? It's when someone in pain and sadness kills living creatures, steals, and commits sexual misconduct. They use speech that's false, divisive, harsh, or nonsensical, and they're covetous, malicious, with wrong view. Because of these things, they experience pain and sadness, and when the body breaks up after death, they're reborn in a place of loss, a bad place, the underworld, hell. This is called the way of taking up practices that is painful now and results in future pain. And what is the way of taking up practices that is pleasant now but results in future pain? It's when someone with pleasure and happiness kills living creatures, steals, and commits sexual misconduct. They use speech that's false, divisive, harsh, or nonsensical, and they're covetous, malicious, with wrong view. Because of these things, they experience pleasure and happiness. But when their body breaks up after death, they're reborn in a place of loss, a bad place, the underworld, hell. This is called the way of taking up practices that is pleasant now but results in future pain. And what is the way of taking up practices that is painful now but results in future pleasure? It's when someone in pain and sadness doesn't kill living creatures, steal, or commit sexual misconduct. They don't use speech that's false, divisive, harsh, or nonsensical. And they're contented, kind-hearted, with right view. Because of these things, they experience pain and sadness. But when their body breaks up after death, they're reborn in a good place, a heavenly realm. This is called the way of taking up practices that is painful now but results in future pleasure. And what is the way of taking up practices that is pleasant now and results in future pleasure? It's when someone with pleasure and happiness doesn't kill living creatures, steal, or commit sexual misconduct. They don't use speech that's false, divisive, harsh, or nonsensical. And they're contented, kind-hearted, with right view. Because of these things, they experience pleasure and happiness. And when their body breaks up after death, they're reborn in a good place, a heavenly realm. This is called the way of taking up practices that is pleasant now and results in future pleasure. These are the four ways of taking up practices. Suppose there was some bitter gourd mixed with poison. Then a man would come along who wants to live and doesn't want to die, who wants to be happy and recoils from pain. They'd say to him, "Here, mister, this is a bitter gourd mixed with poison. Drink it if you like. If you drink it, the colour, aroma and flavour will be unappetizing, and it will result in death or deadly pain." He wouldn't reject it. Without reflection, he'd drink it. The colour, aroma and flavour would be unappetizing, and it would result in death or deadly pain. This is comparable to the way of taking up practices that is painful now and results in future pain, I say. Suppose there was a bronze goblet of beverage that had a nice colour, aroma and flavour, but it was mixed with poison. Then a man would come along who wants to live and doesn't want to die, who wants to be happy and recoils from pain. They'd say to him, "Here, mister, this bronze goblet of beverage has a nice colour, aroma and flavour, but it's mixed with poison. Drink it if you like. If you drink it, the colour, aroma and flavour will be appetizing, but it will result in death or deadly pain." He wouldn't reject it. Without reflection, he'd drink it. The colour, aroma and flavour would be appetizing, but it would result in death or deadly pain. This is comparable to the way of taking up practices that is pleasant now and results in future pain, I say. Suppose there was some rancid urine mixed with different medicines. Then a man with jaundice would come along. They'd say to him, "Here, mister, this is a rancid urine mixed with different medicines. Drink it if you like. If you drink it, the colour, aroma and flavour will be unappetizing, but after drinking it, you will be happy." He wouldn't reject it. After appraisal, he'd drink it. The colour, aroma and flavour would be unappetizing, but after drinking it, he would be happy. This is comparable to the way of taking up practices that is painful now and results in future pleasure, I say. Suppose there were some curds, honey, ghee and molasses all mixed together. Then a man with bloody dysentery would come along. They'd say to him, "Here, mister, this is curds, honey, ghee and molasses all mixed together. Drink it if you like. If you drink it, the colour, aroma and flavour will be appetizing, and after drinking it, you will be happy." He wouldn't reject it. After appraisal, he'd drink it. The colour, aroma and flavour would be appetizing, and after drinking it, he would be happy. This is comparable to the way of taking up practices that is pleasant now and results in future pleasure, I say. It's like the last month of the rainy season, in autumn, when the heavens are clear and cloudless, and as the sun is rising to the firmament, having dispelled all darkness of space, it shines and glows and radiates. In the same way, this taking up of practices that is pleasant now and results in future pleasure dispels the doctrines of the various other ascetics and Brahmins as it shines and glows and radiates. That is what the Buddha said. Satisfied, the mendicants approved what the Buddha said. This ends the Mahadhammasamadana Sutta. If you've enjoyed listening to the Buddha's Wisdom Podcast, please subscribe via your favourite podcast player and share this podcast with friends. If you'd like to find out more about the Buddha's Wisdom Podcast, you can go to everydaydhamma.net and there you'll find all previous episodes along with text versions of the sutta. If you'd like to support this free distribution Dhamma project by making a one-off or recurring donation, go to the Ko-fi link in the show notes below. Thank you for listening. May you all find happiness and peace.